So to me, if your father and your mother quarrel, and sometimes they quarrel so hard that they are no longer living together, you as a child should not enter into that battle. It will not be right for you to ignore your father because your mother doesn't like him. It will not be right for you to ignore your mother because your father doesn't like him. Of course, when you are small, there will be, you have no alternative. But when you become an adult, I would really encourage you to maintain a good relationship with your father and your mother, irrespective of whether they relate well or don't relate well. Otherwise, why did God not just say, honor your parents? Why did he say, honor your father and your mother? And remember, your parents are not the one being told to honor you, it's you to honor them. You cannot say, but my mother is the one who stopped me respecting my father. When you are young, yes, we'll hold your mother responsible. When you become an adult, you have to tell me why you don't want this command to be applicable in your life. I think it will be important for you to look for opportunity to have reconciliation with your father and your mother. By the way, they may choose not to have a relationship with you. God will not hold you accountable. The word of God says, live at peace with all men in as far as it depends on you. So you will approach your parents. You will seek to reconcile with them. But if they choose not to reconcile with you, if he chooses not to have a relationship with you, don't force yourself onto him. But at least God knows and your father knows that you do not mind him. You have forgiven him for the way he treated your mother. You have forgiven him for the way he abandoned you. Because although he abandoned you, God took you. You are now an adult. Although your father played no role in it. Now it is in thankfulness to the God who rescued you despite your mother dumping you or your father dumping you. You now obey God by honoring your father and your mother.